WTOP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. President Trump says he was cocked and loaded to respond to Iran's shootdown of a U.S. drone. That was before he asked the general how many people would be killed.
They said, came back, said, sir, approximately 150.
He tells NBC's Meet the Press that's when he called off the attack 10 minutes before it was to happen. Here's the AP's Sagar Magani.
That raises questions about why the president would have learned about possible civilian deaths only at the last minute. Military officials would ordinarily share that well ahead of time. Democratic Congressman Hank Johnson worries about what he calls the president's impulsive decision-making.
Perhaps there is some logic that he understands in his madness, but it's driving the American people crazy.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says she got no heads up that strikes were imminent and is pleased they did not happen. Sagar Magani at the Pentagon.
Missouri Department of Health has decided not to renew the abortion license for the Planned Parenthood Clinic in St. Louis. Court injunction will keep the clinic open for now. It's the only clinic in Missouri that performs abortions. Health Director Dr. Randall Williams pointed out three failed abortions.
It is unprecedented that the three doctors that have been involved in the care of the cases I just cited to you have refused to cooperate.
Mevy Mead with Planned Parenthood says a judge's order keeps the clinic open.
There's still a lot of motions or information to be filed with the court in response to that state's action today, and that the judge needs time to look at those.
According to Planned Parenthood, no state has been without a functioning abortion clinic since 1974, the year after the U.S. Supreme Court's Roe v. Wade decision. Texas Governor Greg Abbott sending another 1,000 members of his state's National Guard to the border with Mexico. He says their help is needed because Congress has failed to provide additional money needed by immigration and border security. This is AP Radio News. A new study finds seals can mimic human words and songs. Here's Ed Donahue.
The team serving as vocal coaches to the SEALs are from the University of St. Andrews in Scotland. It shows three trained SEALs were able to imitate parts of popular tunes, such as Twinkle Twinkle Little Star. The study gave the researchers a better understanding of the evolution of vocal learning and human language development. One SEAL even sang the theme from Star Wars. The research also suggests gray seals could be a new model to study speech disorders, since they use their vocal tracts the same way as humans. I'm Ed Donahue.
Authorities in Northern California say they have found a body believed to be that of a veteran automotive journalist who went missing while test driving a motorcycle in order to write a story. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.
Stop the podcast!
Stop the podcast!
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV licensing.
Yes, TV licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
Despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 Weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids, some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I just, for me, I always, on television, watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton?
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 Weeks in August has finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.